Divine Office. Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou key of David, come and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high, and close the path to misery. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou Lord of might, who to thy tribes on Sinai's height in ancient times didst give the law, in cloud and majesty and awe. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
The Lord will come from his holy place to save his people.
The Lord will come from his holy place to save his people.
Those who put their trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, they cannot be shaken, that stands forever.
Jerusalem, the mountains surround her, so the Lord surrounds his people both now and forever.
For the scepter of the wicked shall not rest over the land of the just, for fear that the hands of the just should turn to evil.
Do good, Lord, to those who are good, to the upright of heart, but the crooked and those who do evil drive them away.
On Israel, peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Surround your people, Lord, within the safety of your church, which you preserve on its rock foundation. Do not let us stretch out our hands to evil deeds, nor be destroyed by the insidious snares of the enemy, but bring us to share the lot of the saints in light.
The Lord will come from his holy place to save his people.
Zion is our mighty citadel, our saving Lord, its wall and its defense. Throw open the gates, for our God is here among us. Alleluia.
Zion is our mighty citadel, our saving Lord, its wall and its defense. Throw open the gates, for our God is here among us. Alleluia.
O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor haughty my eyes. I have not gone after things too great, nor marvels beyond me. Truly, I have set my soul in silence and peace. As a child has rest in its mother's arms, even so my soul. O Israel, hope in the Lord, both now and forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord Jesus, gentle and humble of heart, you declared that whoever receives a little child in your name receives you, and you promised your kingdom to those who are like children. Never let pride reign in our hearts, but may the Father's compassion reward and embrace all who willingly bear your gentle yoke.
Zion is our mighty citadel, our saving Lord its wall and its defense. Throw open the gates, for our God is here among us. Alleluia.
Lord, make known your will throughout the earth. Proclaim your salvation to every nation.
Lord, make known your will throughout the earth. Proclaim your salvation to every nation.
O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power.
For you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made.
Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals.
For you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation.
You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth.
Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, make known your will throughout the earth. Proclaim your salvation to every nation.
A reading from the first letter to the Thessalonians. May the God of peace make you perfect in holiness. May he preserve you whole and entire, spirit, soul, and body, irreproachable at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls us is trustworthy, therefore he will do it. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Lord, show us your mercy and love.
Lord, show us your mercy and love.
And grant us your salvation.
Your mercy and love.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, show us your mercy and love.
O wisdom, O holy word of God, you govern all creation with your strong yet tender care. Come and show your people the way to salvation.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
O wisdom, O holy word of God, you govern all creation with your strong yet tender care. Come and show your people the way to salvation.
Jesus Christ is the joy and happiness of all who look forward to his coming. Let us call upon him and say,
Come, Lord, and do not delay.
In joy, we wait for your coming.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Come, Lord, and do not delay.
Before time began, you shared life with the Father.
Come now and save us.
Come, Lord, and do not delay.
You created the world and all who live in it.
Come to redeem the work of your hands.
Come, Lord, and do not delay.
You did not hesitate to become man, subject to death.
Come to free us from the power of death.
Come, Lord, and do not delay.
You came to give us life to the full.
Come and give us your unending life.
Come, Lord, and do not delay.
You desire all people to live in love in your kingdom.
Come and bring together those who long to see you face to face.
Come, Lord, and do not delay.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, creator and redeemer of human nature, who willed that your word should take flesh in an ever-virgin womb, look with favor on our prayers that your only begotten Son, having taken to himself our humanity, may be pleased to grant us a share in his divinity, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.